Hi, welcome to my podcast. My name is Eugene Jung, and today's podcast is on what if the advancements of artificial intelligence ends up becoming detrimental to society. To start off, I'm not saying that we'll have some robot-like Terminator scenario, but more of an AI that will replace humans in the workforce. AI has made a huge impact on today's society and has helped us break through many barriers and advance with a variety of things, such as research. But for many citizens who look even further into the future, including me, fear that the advancement of artificial intelligence will eventually take jobs away. In fact, an article by Lee Rainey from the Pew Research Center gathered information from many experts on the subject of artificial intelligence, and it was concluded that artificial intelligence may threaten human autonomy, agency, and capabilities. It includes the experts' concerns of AI and potential solutions to them as well. To talk more about this topic, I'm lucky to be here with Dr. Ko, who works in the semiconductor industry and has done a lot of research on artificial intelligence and its impact on today's society. So, Dr. Ko, thanks for joining us today. I'd like to start off by asking you if AI can end up becoming detrimental to society as it further advances.
Well, artificial intelligence, there's always going to be a good and bad side, like with every new invention. The inventors get rewarded, and some people will lose their jobs. It's just how everything works. And the most probable detriment that would be a result of AI is honestly just a loss of jobs. Like all the robots taking over the world stuff you see in movies is honestly, for the most part, bullshit. It just doesn't make sense. It's not what actually happens in real life. But those scenarios would only happen once machines have like self-consciousness. But right now, the idea of self-consciousness, we can't even grasp our heads around anyway, so.
Yeah, for sure. Movies obviously don't accurately describe how AI would work in real life. All right, moving on to the next question. Do you believe that your job is at risk of being taken and replaced by AI?
I work in the semiconductor industry, so yeah, some parts of my job could be replaced by AI in the future, like with the assembly of chips, like the simple stuff. But overall, the decision making that's needed with my job is pretty hard to replace. There's just too many factors that the AI would need to account for to entirely take over my job. Like, the only jobs AIs could take over as of the foreseeable future is most likely just like simple copy and paste jobs, like data entry, for example, or anything simple that requires physical exertion, because machines don't get tired or get cramps, so that could also help. And I'm sure a lot of people are scared of getting replaced by AI.
Thank you. And finally, do you think that there's a way to lessen the problem if they do become dangerous and take over jobs?
Okay, so AI is already taking over many jobs, but like, that's not really the dangerous part. It's pretty much inevitable for some jobs to be replaced by machines, because as we progress as a society, more and more jobs will be replaced by machines anyway. But more and more jobs will appear because our priority shift. That's how it always has been. So more and more things get automated. We aim for bigger projects, and I'm sure humans will find a way to take advantage of the tasks that AI can take over and shoot for bigger goals.
After listening to Dr. Ko, we can see that his ideas are similar to articles like CNBC's These American Workers Are the Most Afraid of AI Taking Their Jobs, which states that 37% of workers between the ages of 18 and 24 are worried about new technology eliminating their jobs. However, we shouldn't worry too much because, according to an article by Forbes, even though 75 million jobs will be displaced due to the advancements in artificial intelligence, it is expected that 133 million new ones will be formed because of it. All in all, artificial intelligence will end up doing more good to society by creating more job opportunities for people. Anyways, before I leave, I would love to thank Dr. Ko for taking his time to come on this week's podcast and share his thoughts on the topic of artificial intelligence. Make sure to tune in next time as we talk about what if we have to survive a world after it's taken over by artificial intelligence. Thank you.
Thank you.